From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore. From the queen of flowing mountains to the south fell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball.
This is where you can imitate a steam engine.
She came in from Birmingham one cold December day.
Like a whistle.
And as she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people
when
say,
I got up this morning, Craig, I had no idea that I may be playing the Wabash Cannonball this morning. But by request from Rebecca. That goes out to Rebecca this morning. From Lorain County Health and Dentistry, Rebecca Shaw, the Outreach and Volunteer Coordinator, joins us along with the President and CEO, Stephanie Wiersma. That's because National Health Center Week is rolling through on August 10th through the 16th. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for sharing time with us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So this is a National Health Center Week. What's the kind of the focus of that week? Is it just to remind people, pay attention to your health?
Well, it certainly does that. It's an opportunity for us to celebrate and focus on healthcare for the community, offering some free and fun events at our four health center locations. The theme this year is America's Health Centers, Local Engines for Healthier Communities.
And for us, it's all aboard the healthy train with Lorain County Health and Dentistry. So at our four sites, we will be having free events throughout the week, beginning on Monday, August 11th through Thursday, August 14th.
Let's talk about those events. What kind of free events?
Well, on Monday at our Broadway location, it is a community health fair. So we've invited vendors to share their services as well. We will have free screenings and giveaways. I would also like to share with the way the weather's been that we have tents and canopies. So rain or shine, the events will be taking place at all four site locations. On Tuesday at our Wilkes Villa location, we are really geared toward the children with I think I can stay physically active this summer. On Wednesday at our East River location, it's track your steps to healthier living. And on Thursday at our Grove Avenue, staying on a healthy track by making heart-healthy meal choices. So we have a good week ahead of us.
And this again runs August 10th through the 16th, right?
That's correct. Okay.
As part of outreach and volunteer services, you've got all these programs, you've got these different locations, different services. I imagine you depend a lot on volunteers to make it all happen.
That's correct, we do. There is a volunteer program that we are initiating as well at Lorain County Health and Dentistry. So if there's an interest there, the number that you could call is 440-240-1655 and just leave their information and that would get to me.
And what kind of opportunities might there be for someone who wants to volunteer?
We are looking at the opportunity for volunteers to serve as greeters. We have a very busy main lobby at our Broadway site in particular. It's our largest and busiest site. And we would love to have volunteers who can greet patients and visitors to our health center and maybe do some traffic control, if you will. Make sure they get to the appointments on the four floors of that building.
We were there for the grand opening, so I guess it's good to know that it's a very busy place now.
It is very busy, but so is our Grove Avenue site in South Lorain, where we have adult medicine services. That site has been open for, 12 years that we've operated it, and it has quite a following in the local neighborhood. And that is a hallmark of community health centers. They provide access to affordable care, primary and preventive care, and they are in neighborhoods, making it easier for folks to get health care on a regular basis. We try to prevent illness and disease, and we also try to engage the patients in their care and come regularly to their physician or nurse practitioner.
It's one of those things, too, where many times it's the children that benefit the most, I think, because they're the ones that their parents are needed to bring them. They're the ones that also may be getting all these different kind of illnesses because of the way they interact at school and whatever. So you're kind of starting getting good young health care, and hopefully as they age, they understand the importance of that too.
And you raise a good point. And it is the season now. School is beginning. We like to encourage parents to be thinking about back-to-school physicals. We certainly have the resources and want to be able to be a part of that for the families in Lorain County. So do give us a call at 240-1655. That one number will access an appointment at any of our four locations.
And Stephanie, for people who may not be familiar with the organization, can anyone go there? How does it work? Insurance, no insurance, how does that work?
Absolutely. Again, another hallmark of a community health center is that we provide care to anyone. We certainly want to remove barriers to care for folks that might not otherwise have access to regular health care. And one barrier is often cost. And so we treat folks without insurance. We discount fees based on poverty guidelines. And so there'll be a nominal or minimum fee for most of our uninsured patients. But we also take all insurances for the most part. We take all commercial insurances just like any other provider in town. And so we are we're just ready and able to serve all of the folks in the county.
I know you were sort of on the forefront when it came to getting people to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. You had seminars and programs for that. How did that turn out?
It turned out very well, and you'll be hearing more about it coming up. Let me first say that Medicaid expanded in Ohio on January 1st of this year, and so there are many residents, I'm sure, that are eligible for Medicaid who may not know it. That is something we are able to do at our health center, so we can make the process so much simpler and easier, and we're able to then help folks get Medicaid and then see a doctor or dentist. But we also are preparing for when the federal marketplace reopens in the fall for the purchase of commercial insurance for others that are interested in that. We will help with our certified application counselors to assist folks to learn about what their options are and then also to help them with the enrollment process.
We are talking today with Stephanie Wiersma, the president and CEO of the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Also with us, Rebecca Shaw, outreach and volunteer coordinator. With these events you have coming up August 10th through the 16th, part of that's also just kind of to let the people know you're in the community and
that's
kind
right.
of meet them on a non-serious setting. I mean, if someone's coming to a doctor, they're usually not feeling well, so they're not in a great mood, and maybe the kid's crying and not sure what's going on because there's a person probing and prodding. So this is a chance, I guess, kind of to meet their community health center in a sense. And same with the dentist too, because that's one of those, that's a whole separate issue of people's phobias going for doctors and dentists. So at these things, they can obviously meet some of those people too?
Well, they will be able to meet some of those people. We also have, you mentioned the dental service. We also provide medical care for persons of all ages. And in the fall, we opened our vision service. So we have a full-time optometrist also on site at our Broadway office. And you're right, coming to these events will enable folks to learn more about our services and how to access care, what it might cost them to get health care at our place, and the differences in our sites and where it may be most convenient for them to go.
Do you address the issue of communication? Many times people who are maybe low income, they're also maybe immigrants, they may not speak languages that may be familiar, and you get into sort of a healthcare issue. Do you address those issues too?
We certainly do. It's another hallmark of community health centers that we offer enabling services. And so in our community, certainly in our health center, about 10% of our patients choose English as their second language. And so they're more comfortable speaking primarily Spanish. And so we have translators available to assist in the exam rooms and throughout the process so that folks are more comfortable and can have a better understanding over their conditions and the treatment plan, et cetera.
Rebecca, I noticed that you pointed, I think, to, is that an ice cream cone? What is that?
It's a snow cone, actually.
Okay.
For the Wilkes Villa site, we are really geared toward the children, and we just really want to make it a fun day because you make a valid point. You know, most of the time when you go to your health center, you're not feeling well, and we want them just to know that we're in their neighborhood, that we're here for them, for their needs, and to really spotlight the services that we provide. At Wilkes Villa, we are really gearing toward the children and letting them see, look, there's a lot of fun things to do outside to stay active this summer, and a snow cone can help with that as well. So, would you like to come and help scoop?
Did we need
some volunteers.
Did she not see the weather the other day or whatever? Yeah. Everybody's wearing coats here in July. But
No, we're very optimistic.
Yeah, you bet. It's going to be a warm day, I bet, a warm weekend.
And rain or shine, just to share again, we do have the canopy, so the areas will be covered, but it is rain or shine at all four site locations. So. Okay.
And you can check out our Facebook page for more details, so folks can feel free to access Facebook and look us up.
Keep contact that way as well. Again, all the events the week, National Health Center Week is August 10th through the 16th. I guess declared what, by the president or by the health, the national organization?
The National Association of Community Health Centers, by state governors. Health centers are in all 50 states. We are part of a national network. Lorain County Health and Dentistry is the only federally qualified health center organization in Lorain County, but we're one of 43 organizations in the state of Ohio. So we serve about 650,000 Ohioans every year.
And I suppose as the CEO and president, you interact with some of these other agency organizations to see what they're doing?
Absolutely.
Kind of trade stories and see what the trends are, things like that?
We do. There's a saying, when you've seen one health center, you've seen one health center. Because health centers, they meet local need, and they really reflect that need in the community. And so not every health center has a full-time vision clinic, but we do. Not every health center has a dental clinic, but we do. We also have all of the other medical services, of course, but it's the local need that drives the services, and we try to respond to that demand.
And you kind of hit all three areas, not only with the, sort of the general health, but with vision and dental, two sort of overlooked or kind of least, you know, if you can't see, it's not, you just squint. I mean, or old glasses, use those or something. But those are sometimes signs of other things, which then impact them later. So if you can catch any of these things early with dental issues or vision issues, it's a better preventative.
And if kids can't see in school, they generally don't perform as well, and certainly on the job. And so that is important to us. We're also looking at integrating behavioral health. That's a whole other area that is important to the overall health of a person. And so we have a grant application pending. We're optimistic that we may get some funding to be able to work with local behavioral health providers and bring them into our medical clinics to kind of highlight that one-stop shopping concept where our patients can come to a site and get all of their needs taken care of. There's a lot of trust that gets built up, and there's a comfort level. And anything we can do to remove anxiety, we want people to come to get regular health care, and we want to keep them healthier. And one way we can do that is by bringing the services kind of in together.
Right. And that's a battle anybody in the healthcare industry fights. I mean, that's why there's such a big advertising budget for healthcare, just to see a billboard or to get out there, is because people are, you know, health sometimes is the last thing.
It's true.
Unless they're bleeding and they can't do something, or someone else has taken them there. It's not something that we always want to address for different reasons.
It's true. And emergency rooms sometimes become the place where people will go for health care. And it's not emergency rooms are great when you have an emergency. But for primary and preventative care, you don't want to go to an emergency room. They're the costliest place to go. And so we are encouraging folks to learn more about Lorain County Health and Dentistry, and as the local community health center, find out what we can do for every member of the family from head to toe, basically.
One more time, can you just give us a little details about what's coming up on the week of the 10th through the 16th at the different locations?
On Monday, the 11th, for the Broadway Avenue location, we will have the community health fair. It's a free health fair with additional vendors. On Tuesday the 12th, we will be at Wilkes Villa at our Elaria site. We have a mobile unit there now. On Wednesday on East River, we will have Track Your Steps for Healthier Living, which is the 13th. And on Thursday the 14th at Grove Avenue, it's Staying on a Healthy Track by Making Heart Healthy Meal Choices. And I think it's just a great week, as Stephanie shared earlier, to get familiar with your health center and the services that we do provide for you.
And, of course, the theme about the train. Of course, if you're at East River, you might even see a train while you're there.
That's true. Or at our Broadway location as well.
That's true as well. So it's a good way for people to get on track with their good health. See how I worked that into there. Craig, that was pretty good.
You going to play some more train music?
You want to leave out with that? All right, we'll end out with that too. Sure. Wait a minute here. I had it. I was going. As the train leaves the station,
12:05
Broadway.
That's good. I like that. Ooh, that's good. Stephanie and Rebecca, thanks for coming in this morning and sharing what you do with the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Appreciate
thanks
it.
Thank you.
She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball.